Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yes. Yes, it is. It is Wednesday. We got a lot that we are dealing with. Tomorrow afternoon, I just want to let you know, a couple of good friends of mine, old buddies, Michael Harrison, who is the guy behind talk radio in this day and age. It is just as simple as that. And you either know Michael or you don't. And that defines whether you are in talk radio or you're not in talk radio. It's just that simple. Michael has been the man supporting talk radio with his excellent publication for 30 plus years. So he's going to be here. He actually has a band on the side, which is great fun. And they've got a good little piece that they've done. We're going to chat about that. And also Dr. Keith Ablo, who was just with Tucker Carlson for an hour or two on his show. We got some great people dropping by. Now, the other day, as you know, the commute of decent people who were trying to either get to work or from work was interrupted because we had nine useful idiots who had chained themselves together and sat down on I-95. And it took, I think, the better part of three and a half hours to move these morons off the road. Who are they? What is the real story behind it? Our very own citizen journalist, Mike Dickinson, has got some details. Mike always uncovers this stuff. And every Wednesday, Mike is with us. Mike, thank you for being here.
Always. Anytime I can do anything to help the city of Richmond and the state of Virginia expose these idiots, more than happy to do it.
Well, I do treasure your appearances here. So give us the lay of the land. Tell us a little bit about these three folks. I shared their names from the booking sheets the other day, but didn't really tell us who they were or what they've been up to in the past.
So it's no real surprise. It's the same, some of the same people that are semi-connected to Democrats in the city of Richmond that were involved in the 2020 riots. All of these protest terrorist groups, they're all one degree of separation away from the Democrats. Really, they are. Mm-hmm. It's a serious thing, and nobody takes it seriously. Yeah. So one of the main people that were arrested for blocking 95 and everything, her name is Naomi Isaac. She's a member of this group called the Virginia Student Power Network, and we've been ringing the bell on them for years now. They're the student offshoot of this group called the New Virginia Majority, which thinks they run Virginia, and they're very, very, very connected with Jennifer McClellan. Jennifer McClellan ought to be on your radio show today apologizing for the actions of these people, because she is tight with the New Virginia Majority, and she's tight with the Virginia Student Power Network. Naomi Isaac, member of them, she was one of the ones that was arrested. She was one of the ones that was buddy-buddy with the former VCU student body president, Taylor Mahoney, who got a lot of news a few years ago when she went in the media and said that she advocated for the murder of police officers and riots, and then she was so surprised when everybody started talking about her and criticizing her for that. Right. That's Naomi Isaac's buddy. Okay. She's also friends with this local activist named Chelsea Higgs Wise, who is a big marijuana anti-police activist in Richmond. Mm. So they're all very interconnected, very interconnected. I mean, it's all, like I said, the Democrats and people that do these kind of violent things, they're all one degree of separation apart. One of the other people arrested. Yeah. Yes, one of the more disturbing is the next person that we found some stuff on. Okay. Kenrick Cameron Jr., he's another man. He was another one that was arrested for blocking 95. And he is, according to his LinkedIn, a employee of the Virginia Department of Health. He's a health equity specialist. I don't know what a health equity specialist does. I don't know what their job is. They just drive around and want to make sure there's equity in everything and the way that the Band-Aids are dispensed. But he's the health equity specialist for the state of Virginia, second state employee in a month to be arrested for something. There's a problem. The first one was Noah Carey Cleveland, who was the trans man that attacked the March for Life.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, this latest guy who works over the Virginia Department of Health, he said a health equity specialist?
Yes, health equity specialist. Uh-huh. I don't know at what point he was radicalized. He went to Midlothian High School. He went to Virginia Tech. And somewhere along the way, somebody got into his head and told him that going and sitting in the middle of 95 was a smart thing to do. So at what point he lost his marbles, I don't know, but it happened.
So what, Mike, let me ask you, what happens with the state? Because if I tomorrow decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go sit in the middle of I-95 and block traffic for 3.5 hours. I don't know what the impact would be to me, but I can start thinking about it. People saying, well, you made us look bad, or, you know, that's not a good reflection on the company or what have you. So, you know, we're going to cut you loose. Or if somebody like that, the dude who ran through the crowd with the transgender flag.
Noah Carey Cleveland. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, a private employer would say, hey, listen, that's just not something we put up with. We're going to cut you loose, right? Everybody's an at-will employee. So does Virginia have any rules at the state level to deal with our health equity specialist who blocked the highway for 3.5 hours, allegedly?
I'm digging into that. You would think so. Most employers, like I said, Virginia is an at-will state. Yeah. But it just depends who's in charge. I have no doubt that all these people were hired under the watch of Democrats, because they hire people without, you know, they make excuses for people with bad backgrounds. They make excuses for bad behavior. And they have absolutely no problem putting a fox in the hen house.
Yeah. I think now everybody has bonded out, right?
Yes, everybody is out. Everybody's out. As usual, the local Richmond media didn't really dig into any of these people. And if you look at the social media activity that day, it was another concerted effort between the people doing the act, the bail funds in Richmond. They were communicating back and forth again. So Jason Maris should look into that. At this point, this is like a RICO case. It's different groups and different agencies all conspiring together to do something. So he should look into that.
What about Richmond Antifa? Because they had their hands in this, right?
Yes, they did. They had several members that were out there in the middle of 95. And there were some of the same people that were involved in the riots, the same names, the same faces, the same social media reporting. Luckily, I mean, the good thing about X now is a lot of the way they communicated and talked and made themselves try to look bigger than they were was on X, but we've largely kind of stopped that for the most part, mm-hmm. with their inner Antifa reporting. Right. But they still all heavily involved in it. They don't call themselves rioters or protesters. They say it's a demonstration in free speech. And it's even sad, Jeff, because some of these people that support Antifa, community members, they tweet at local media members that are newspaper writers, and they try to instruct them on how to, what phrases to use, what words to use, so it doesn't look as bad. You know, it's not a riot or a protest. It's a free speech demonstration.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was a pain in the rear end for decent people who were trying to earn money to feed their children. My bad. I guess, you know, I'm not on their list to get their talking points. Gosh, I'm
exactly
I'm left out now. That's terrible. Wow. And then we had different descriptions. Some people described it as inciting a riot. Other people called it a noise protest, all taking place outside the Richmond City Jail. What was happening there?
They went to the jailhouse, and this one was, as usual, a lot more. It had several more of the local Antifas. That's the other thing that Antifa likes to do is noise protest. Mm-hmm. So they will break the law, which is, again, it's against the law to stand outside the Richmond City Jail and project any kind of noise towards it. It's against the law. Right. They go out there, and they stand out there, and they flash flashlights. They have little harmonicas. They try to shoot fireworks. They make noise to disturb everybody. I mean, I guess it's bad enough you're in there to begin with, and you've got this bunch of idiots outside keeping you up all night, making a bunch of noise.
Yeah.
Thinking that that's going to do something. Really just inconvenience everybody.
Now, you would think, Mike, and I'm just going to throw it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Out there, and you tell me what you think, but I would think that in that case, the, I don't know, sheriff of the city of Richmond, who's responsible for operating the Richmond City Jail, would look at all this stuff going on outside. And again, I'm just sort of spitballing here because I'm not the sheriff in the city of Richmond. But boy, I would have dispatched a deputy or two to say, hey, come on in. We got room for you, too.
Right. In my opinion, she should have had, you know, seven or eight of them, a wall out there, and shut it down quickly and made arrests and made citations and run them out. But she's another sympathizer who can't hardly, she can't do her job as it is, much less do anything else that might actually be proactive.
It's outrageous. I mean, she didn't have any problem with deputy sheriffs being deployed to help when they were tearing the monuments down on Monument Avenue. Remember that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But boy, she can't be bothered with this one. All right, well, that's amazing. So what is the process going to be? It's Colette McEachin because it's in the city of Richmond. I worry that she's going to play them all out to like a disorderly conduct, and everybody moves on with their life, right?
Yeah, likely that will be what likely happens. They all have public defenders, which in the city of Richmond, the public defender's office, that's far left of Colette McEachin. If you can believe any more group of people that are crazier and wackier than Colette, it's the public defender's office in Richmond. You've never seen such a bunch of idiots. Yeah. But they're all going to be pushing for outright dismissals or, you know, plea bargains down to nothing that will, you know, good behavior for a year. But these people need to be taught a lesson because, look, in America, you have the right to protest all day long. Stand on a sidewalk, march up and down the street with a sign. But the minute that your protest gets in the way of other people exercising their freedom to go about their day or going to work, the hospital, to see their wife, to enjoy their freedom, is when your protest is now a criminal act. So they should just, you know, if they want to stand on the side of Broad Street with a sign, go ahead, knock yourself out, you know. Yeah. But when you get in the middle of the road, that's other people's lives that you're messing. And other people don't care about your cause, so get out of the road.
Yeah, well, again, the worst place to put yourself is between me and how I feed my children. That's all.
Exactly.
You can rant and rave about whatever stupid freaking cause you got, but if you're keeping me from putting food in the mouths of my children, we got a problem. We got a big old problem at this point. Wow. Well, I don't know, man. I guess we'll see what happens. You know, Governor Wilder was here yesterday talking about the boondoggle with VCU paying, what is it, $56 million to not build a building? And it gets crazier and crazier. Yeah, no offense. That's your that's your school. You're an alum, my friend. I got to remind you of that.
Unfortunately.
You're an alum.
unfortunately. And While I do sometimes knock Governor Youngkin for being too soft on the Democrats, I do want to say that he's done something very good, and everyone at VCU is riled up about it this week when he put his foot down and he wouldn't let them do that racial literacy, make that racial literacy class mandatory for freshmen, because we all know that in 2024 in state universities, racial literacy means they want to brainwash you and make you the victim and blame everything on historical people and historical figures. And it's all the straight white person, white man's fault. That's who and if you're not one of them, you're a victim, and they want you to know you're a victim, and they want you to find a way to be a victim.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you and I are responsible for all of this, Mike. I hope you're happy, we've both got friends who are not, who apparently are terrible victims who could, well, they could pay our mortgages for a year, but okay, it's my fault, it's your fault, and it just gets kind of nuttier and nuttier. Now, I know you're going to follow this, right? You'll keep us up to date on how the court cases are going, right?
Yes, we're going to watch that very carefully, and we're digging in. We're still, I've got a FOIA, and VCU acknowledged after a week that they received my FOIA request for their diversity, equity, and inclusion budget. We're going to get to see how much VCU is paying for their staff, because we know we had that terrible report about UVA.
Yep.
So I want to know how much VCU is paying. You know, VCU is charging everybody all this money, tuition increases, and the kids are graduating, have to go work at Starbucks because they have degrees and stuff that doesn't really pay.
Yep.
So I want to know how much we're paying these people to inundate them and brainwash them with mumbo jumbo.
It's crazy. What was the UVA figure? It wasn't $20 million, was it?
It was a total of $20 million, but it came out to like $8 or $9 million in salaries every year, where they're paying these DEI specialists to sit there and find ways to tell kids that they're the victim, you're the victim, you're the victim. And I mean, how about instead of teaching kids that they're the victim, give them a learnable skill that they can go out into the world and make $1 million with?
Yeah.
Because that's the whole problem, Jeff, with college these days, is kids go there, they get these degrees in these topics like, you know, diversity studies or racial studies or whatever, and then they go out into the world and wonder, I can't get a job because I don't know anything, so I have to go work at Starbucks, and now I want $20 an hour to work at Starbucks because I don't know anything, instead of getting a degree in something like engineering that pays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are only so many $4 million per year salaries available for DEI specialists. Hell, Mike, you and I could split that. We'd tell as many students as you want that they're victims for a mere $2 million apiece. Am I right? Are you in with me on this?
I'm in with you on that. Let's do it.
It's craziness. All right, listen, Mike, I always love you dropping by. I really do. You're the only one that's got a set of courage on them to go and look at this stuff. What did Vince McMahon just say? Intestinal fortitude. You got it. You're doing it on a regular basis. And I want people to follow you. Give everybody that X handle and any place else that they might be able to find you.
Mike D for RVA on X, and I'm working on something else where people can fire me, but I don't have it ready yet.
Okay. All right, all right. Well, I'm hoping it's good. Obviously, you'll be with us next week. If you got any developments, we'll share them. But Mike D4RVA over on X. Mike D4RVA over on X. All right, Mike. Listen, I appreciate you being here. You do a great job. I compare you to Andy Ngo every time. I hope that's okay. But you're just you're our citizen journalist, and you're doing the work that the legacy news media won't do anymore. So I do appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
All right. That is Mike Dickinson. Mike D4RBA is where you're going to find him on X. What do you think happens with these idiots, the useful idiots from 95? I'm telling you right now, Colette McKeachin is going to plead him out. Disorderly conduct. It'll be like a $50 fine. They'll be on their way. $100 fine. And then they won't even pay it. That's the other thing. I guarantee you. I don't care what it is. They're not going to pay it. Either the even more useful idiots from Richmond Antifa will somehow funnel the money in, or they're just going to walk away. Because what are you going to do? You're going to lock them up? You'd have to get a warrant. And who's going to execute the warrant? The sheriff's office? Pfft, I don't think so. RPD? RPD's too busy running call to call because they need more people. Anyway, it is 450, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.